Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and I'm going to record this attracting your soulmate, you know, or your twin flame, whatever you're choosing, because I know everybody wants to have a great love, and I got to tell you, you know, in this lifetime, most of us are due, if not all of us are due for great love. And attracting that soulmate, I know, is so important to us. You know, we want to experience it and we want to enjoy it. And we just want to grow with that person, hopefully. And so that's what I'm going to do today is I'm going to record a meditation for you to attract your soulmate. And the music that I'm using is from a friend of mine. Her name is Zarina, and that's T-Z-A-R-I-N-A. She is an amazing story, and she's been on The Voice and done other live performances. And she says, Tari, use this particular music for this, to help them attract their soulmate. And she goes, it works. And I go, why do you say that? And she said, I wrote it because that's what I wanted to do. And she said, and I go, well, what's the name of the song? And I'm getting ready to quote now, but it's Where Are You? So where are you, soulmate? You know, and then you have the meditation here that I'm going to record. You can listen to it over and over again. You know, what I like to do is right before I go to bed, I listen to it. And or when I wake up in the morning, when we relax, you know. And so if you got about 2 minutes out of your day, this is a great attracting your soulmate relationship. And Zarina is the background noise. Hopefully you can hear her, or the background music, sorry. And little thing about her, she's extremely metaphysical and spiritual. And I love her music. It reminds me a bit of Sarah Brightman. I think she's better. But she's up and coming. And one of the things that she said was she's from Russia. And she came here to the States. And, you know, life was very challenging for her. And she said that when she went to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, and touched Yeshua or Jesus' tomb or grave site, she felt this energy go through her whole body. And up until that time, she hadn't had a strong voice. And when she felt that energy go through her body, she felt her voice change. And she became this huge, strong, powerful voice. It is beautiful and wonderful. So it's a real honor to have her singing in the background. Hopefully you can hear it. And hopefully that you'll be inspired with this meditation and meet the man or woman of your dreams. Okay, so we're going to get started. I'm going to turn our music on. And hopefully you like it. I'm going to turn it up just a wee bit. Okay. And so let's start. All right. Okay. Let me get myself in a space to do this. So here we are. Okay. Hi, everybody. And it's going to take, we're going to take a journey together into the higher planes to meet your soulmate in the world of essence. It's so important to link soul to soul. And then call to you the soulmate to meet you, and, you know, you want to call him or her to meet you on the physical plane as well. Let's start by breathing in a way that you feel calm and centered and balanced and peaceful, okay? Let your breathing lift you higher, creating more space in your upper chest and diaphragm. What I want you guys to do is take a deep breath right now and let it out, and you're growing calmer and more peaceful. What I want you to do next is notice your energy reaching upward and back. With each breath in, you're being filled with light. Imagine that now, and you're feeling better and lighter, as if the sun were bursting through the clouds and a ray of light is shining directly upon you. Isn't that nice? You may be sitting, maybe you may be laying down, but if you're sitting or laying down, imagine a beam of light going through you and helping you feel light, strong, and confident as you relax even more. Feel yourself growing more peace, feeling the essence of who you are, growing stronger and stronger. And your own soul is linking even more with your personality, and you're feeling very clearly of who you really are, the essence of who you are. As a wave of relaxation is moving through your body, you feel yourself getting more quiet, more calm. All your thoughts are slowing down, and you let go of them easily as you stay focused. There's a quietness right now around you, within you, and of calmness too. I hope all you guys are feeling peaceful right now. Now what I want you to do is allow your breath to take you even higher. Feel your body with your breath and notice that as you do, your aura, the energy around your body, is growing and expanding. You might think of your soul as a cool blue flame. That's what I do. I think of it as a cool blue flame that's in my body. And that you do the same. Think of it as a cool blue flame in your body around you as well. The cool blue flame of your soul is burning brightly within you. Do you have the sense of that flame right now? See it shining very brightly. See how strong and clear and beautiful this flame of your soul is. Can you feel it? Can you see it? It's within your body right now, and let it grow larger and larger, okay, until it fills your body. Totally fills that, your body. And you can feel the power and utter magnificence of the light of your soul. You may see it as a blue flame. You may feel it. You may just have a knowing. Let that flame fill your body up in every cell. And you're feeling stronger and stronger. You're feeling the energy of your soul at every level of your being. Do you feel that now? And as you do, you're growing even more relaxed. And you're letting go at a very deep level. Trusting in the wisdom of your soul to guide you, to assist you, and to know that you're doing this for your higher good. Okay? This cool blue flame, the immense wisdom of your soul, is connected to the higher realms. Okay? It's expansive beyond anything you know and absolutely loves you at the deepest level of your being. This part of you, this soul, is your best friend, has unconditional love for you. It's always there for you, always listening, always caring for you, and always loving you. And as I said before, it's accepting you unconditionally. Now, what I want you to do is as you feel that link with your soul growing even stronger, you feel the light of your soul, and it's like you and your soul are one. And you may feel it as like you're so connected, you may almost feel yourself glowing. Ask your soul right now to find for you and to locate the energy of your soulmate, okay? Do that now. Ask your soul to say, hey, help me find my soulmate. Imagine right now that you're in the highest plane of reality and that your soul is taking you up and up and up and you see your life from the perspective of your soul. You and your soul are one. You're linked together. But at this level, you're on the world of pure energy. And far off in the distance, there's another flame. It may be your soulmate, a twin flame, a twin soul, but you know that part of your soulmate is there. And it's a match for you. It's a match for your energy. It's a match for your personality. It's a match for your soul. And notice that as the light comes closer, the light of your soulmate, that their light is burning as brightly as yours. Complete. It's magnificent and powerful as your own. Let this flame come closer and closer until you're face to face, flame to flame, and soul to soul with the energy of your soulmate. It's the perfect match for your energy. Feel it. There's a recognition there. You guys have maybe spent many lifetimes together, or maybe you've traveled to this plane before. What I want you to do now is make sure that you're connecting on a soul level. You're beyond time and space. Get to know this soul for a moment. Just stand there as you guys exchange energy. You're sharing your light with him or her, and he or her is sharing your light, his light or her light with you. What I want you to do now is greet them warmly and feel them greeting you. You're beginning to pick up impressions. If you're picking up messages from them telepathically, communicating to you from your soul, and you're delighted and to connect like this. I mean, it's something you may or may have not experienced before. This person has been calling to you, as well as you calling to him or her. Feel the spark of recognition in your soulmate's eyes, the soul's eyes that you're looking at right now. Can you see them? The joy of meeting you and the power of your flames as they burn together brightly. what I want you guys to do is do that. Make sure you're looking in the eyes of your soulmate. You feel them or see them looking at your eyes. And the power of your connection is so strong. I'm going to be quiet right now for a minute while you communicate with your soulmate telepathically, telling them or this person what you want to know, what you want to tell them or share with them, and ask questions. What do you want to know? Do this now. You can develop a relationship with your soulmate before you even meet him like you're doing. You may want to make sure that you ask him or her when you guys want to meet. How do you meet? Anything that will give you recognition on the physical plane. I'm going to share this with you. You're going to know each other when you meet. It'll just be a knowing between you two. You can have conversations with your soulmate more often. You can get to know them on a soul level before you even meet them. Isn't that cool? Now what I want you to do, imagine that I want you to think of a magnet in your heart. It's a very special magnet. I call it the heart magnet. For it will draw your soulmate to you, and it will lead you to find this person in the physical realm. Okay, do that now. See that magnet in your heart. Reach down or just say, turn on magnet. Maybe you don't have to turn it on. Maybe it's already on. And you're making yourself magnetic to this person. And that person's doing the same thing to you. You may want to imagine that you're building a bridge between you two, or maybe a light between you two, a light from your heart to your soulmate's heart. Does that feel right? And you know this person exists. You know it without a shadow of a doubt. Ask your soulmate now, is there anything that you can do to make this happen quicker, faster? Ask now. One other thing is make sure you're ready to meet this soulmate. Are you ready? Are you ready for a commitment? Ask yourself that. Ask your soul that. When you feel the answer, hear the answer, or just know it, then just say yes. Yes, you're ready. And becoming more magnetic to your soulmate. Ask him or her, your soulmate, if they're ready. This is important too. For commitment to meet you. Make sure you ask now. You know what you deserve and you know what you want. And you want to be appreciated and loved by each other. Tell your soulmate what you have to give this person. You always want to know what we can get, but this time tell your soulmate what you're going to give him or her. You'll love them, you'll care for them, you'll assist them with their growth and purpose, and as they're on the path of light as you are. Now, what I want you to do is ask your soulmate what gifts he or she has for you. Isn't that neat? Now you got it. You really do have it. You know that your soulmate exists. You know that you're going to meet, and you're going to know that you guys have such a bond. You trust that your soulmate will bring you everything that he or she says they're going to do, and you're going to do the same for them. You can connect as often as you like using this meditation. Share with them about your day. If you're doing it at night, share with them about your night, if you're sharing with them in the morning what you want to achieve that day. Now, what I want you to do is say goodbye to your soulmate. But you know what? You guys are, the communication is open for you guys to connect often. Now, use your breathing. Come back fully in the present and into the room, feeling that heart connection, feeling wide awake. And you guys have a great now and enjoy your connection with your soulmate.